this world has been connected. And now darkness within darkness awaits you.
In the end, every heart returns to the darkness whence it came.
My name is Ansem. I reach for the darkness.
One who knows nothing can understand.
Everybody, welcome to the Ansem Report podcast. This is episode number 204 of the longest running MDA award winning, that's right, Million Dreams award winning podcast in the universe. My name is Mike, and with me as always is my brother Jason. Hello, Jason.
Yo, we are so back. We are so back.
Yeah, I'm thinking we're back.
I'm literally John Wick.
I'm they call me John Dick, actually.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, okay. Dude, I know. I know. Okay. They shouldn't have killed my dog, you know? I've never seen John Wick. I have no idea what happens in those movies.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, welcome. Thank you, everybody, for being patient with us with some... We missed some episodes in there. It's been a minute, and it sucks because it was during some actual Kingdom Hearts news happening, and but you know, life gets in the way a little bit. There's been some medical things and different stuff.
Not fun things.
We're all good now. We're ready to rock and roll. But I appreciate everybody's patience and everybody being so cool and supportive during that time. But we're back. We're sober rack. Jason, would you say we're back?
I'd say we are so back.
I'd say we're so back. And in another way, we're even more back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think my back
is bigger. I've been working out.
Right. You've been in the gym and you're back.
I have more back.
Speaking of being back, we are here to announce, and we actually announced this exclusively on the Motown Downtown. So shout out to everybody who checked us out on the Motown Downtown. With Mo Chocolate, that was a great time. We gave him a little bit of a scoop. Our subathon is returning on Twitch this year,
this December.
The date always escapes me. It's a Monday, December 18th at 5 p.m. We are starting, and with your support, this subathon will go up to 120 hours, just like last year. We're not announcing what the game that we're going to, the main focus game, the hero game, if you will, is yet, but we will be announcing that soon. But we want you guys to kind of save the dates if you want to, you know?
Yeah, dude, I'm excited.
I'm very excited.
We look forward to it.
We haven't really had a chance like this year, just due to different things to like stream in the stream room as much together, you know, and this will be a good time. We're playing a really good game. It's not a Kingdom Hearts game. I will tell you guys that because I want to get that out of the way, but it's a game that we both, it's a game that Jason has never played before, but I have played, and it's a series that Jason really likes and I really like. So, there'll be some surprises there too, you know, maybe some returning stuff. Maybe there'll be some Kingdom Hearts related stuff, but I don't think we're not planning playing any Kingdom Hearts games as of right now, but there's going to be some stuff in there that you guys are going to like. So, twitch.tv/SuperSpaghettiBros, look forward to more information on that. It feels like a mouthful saying all that.
Yeah, it is kind of a lot.
It is. Well, like, I haven't podcasted in so long. I'm kind of like, kind of stretching my podcasting muscles and getting the kinks out, you know, and I'm feeling a little, I'm feeling a little winded already, like 7 minutes into this episode. It's not even 7 minutes. We've been recording for 7.5 minutes, but it's really been like 5 minutes.
It's been like three. Yeah. It's like, crazy.
Yeah, it really hasn't been that long. And I'm starting to feel the podcast fatigue.
We said we were so back. It's never been more over.
It's never been more Jover, even. You know, we're hurting. Before we hop into the missing link stuff that you guys have been like waiting for us to talk about, I just want to give a shout out to two creators. One being, and I hate to say it, because I really hate when he ignores his family to do content. Bioroxus. Who released his Psychology of Riku video recently in his series of Psychology, which he did the Sora one a few months ago, which was really well-received and really good. And now it's Riku, and it's also really good and has been really well-received. So congratulations to our friend Bioroxus. Go check out that video. I think you guys really like it, especially if you liked what we were like kind of talking about with when we did our little Riku series. It's a little bit more of a deep dive as to why he does certain things, you know, at least lined up with like accepted psychology. So it's really cool. And the other video has been out for a little bit, but our man Sonny Novus, who we've never had on the show. We should have Sonny on the show, honestly. But he released this incredible video called Brain Teaser, The Basement Incident. And it's a theory. It's basically handling, I don't want to spoil any of it, but it's basically handling like what he believes the whole Luju brain, you know, time travel, the end of Union Cross, like what happens with all
who's
that.
Who's who, kind of.
Who's who and who's where and when and how and why. And it's a really cool, and the video itself is really well done as far as graphics. And he did some like 3D rendering of like Chirithi and brain. And like, it's a really well done video, and it's a long video. And it's definitely a recommended watch. It has the Super Spaghetti Bros stamp of approval, as does Bio's two videos on psychology. But it's like my book club now. I'm going to start stamping videos.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like, what's that episode of Parks and Rec where Leslie really wants to get her the little thing, the fucking radio, or not radio show, the morning news show lady, her stamp. And
if she gets the stamp,
it sells books or whatever. That's what I have. Yeah. You guys want this stamp, KH content creators. I want to start getting schmoozed about this.
Please.
I want everybody out there to start like buying me drinks and you know, maybe a few gift subbies to get me to watch your video and stamp it. All right. I want to be bribed. Okay.
It's like in the bottom left corner of the stream, we just have 5 gift subs for a shout out. It's like pretty fucking cheap, dude.
Right.
That like of the 5 gifted subs, we get like $5.
Here's the thing. It could be worse. I could be selling $7 cookies, and when you say they're too expensive, I call you a little broke boy. So I could be doing that, but I'm not. Anyway, let's get into missing link. Jason, believe this or not, guys. Jason has not seen this trailer.
I've not. I've been saving myself for Missing Link Marriage. And by that, I mean so, literally right now.
So I am sharing my screen with Jason so he can watch this trailer for the first time. And you guys can hear his reaction audibly. There's no video, but you can audibly hear his reaction. So here we go.
I'm scared. I am freaking scared. I'm feeling like should I give this like a play-by-play? Like, I don't know. I feel like people have like seen it, right?
Okay, so right. People have seen it.
So it is the like GPS and all that. Yo. Hey, yo. Dude, I'm messing with this beat right now. Hey, yo,
okay,
what the
Gmod buildings look better.
Wait, what? Okay. What the? Yo, where's Abu? Show me Abu now. I need to know he's okay.
ここは光と闇、夢と歪みを持った多層都市スカラアドカエル。幕が上がり、物語が始まる。それがやがて失われる。
Of the blank era.
Ta-da!
What the fuck?
Closed beta, but not for the U.S. All right.
Hey,
so,
yo.
What'd you think of all that, Jay?
That was like a lot all at once. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
it was.
It was a bit much.
So here's
I was
the
like,
thing,
whoa,
like,
what is even happening?
There's like all like the dialogue in Japanese with the subtitles at the bottom, right? But then they're throwing words at you on the top of the screen that are like,
yeah, so you're like having
GPS
to read twice.
Action. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a little, it's
and
a
you're
little.
You're like trying, it's like a ton of cuts to like a bunch of crazy stuff happening.
Right.
There's like the
so
dive to
like,
the heart. I'm assuming like this is like, oh, where you would like, okay, now it's time to make your character.
Right.
Or whatever, right? With like the presets.
And it sounds like this character kind of flew in with shooting stars into Scala.
The gatekeeper is wearing the red and blue gives me major Shadowbringer vibes for the FF14 stands.
Of course, everybody's seen that silver haired girl and said, is that Kairi's grandma?
True.
And then you got this
red haired
dude?
Or red everything, dude.
Yeah. And you got the rusted Keyblade. Everybody's been all about the rusted Keyblade for some reason. I don't know why people care that it's rusty. I'm not sure.
So there's like a jump button and a hit button and then like medals.
So the beta did, from what I understand, the beta had controller support. But, like, if this game is like Pokemon Go and you're supposed to be traveling places, are you, how does that work?
Well, like mobile game, like mobile controller support, where, like, you slide your phone into it.
Oh, I guess those exist. That's true.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jay, now that we've watched it twice, what's your first opinions on this stuff?
I mean, I like it. I'm sure there's going to be something in that trailer that was like a major spoiler that in like a year fucking
we'll
people
like,
are going to be crying about. Mm-hmm. Even though it's like I have no context whatsoever. But it looks cool. I can't wait to open up the app and then be bombarded with best value for gems, $99.99. Like, that'll be sick. 800% value. Yeah, I don't know. That was cool, but like at the end of the day, I can't get this fact that it's like a gacha mobile game out of my head, you know? Like,
right.
I can't get past that. Unless it's like just goes beyond any type of gacha and just like the free to play is like genuinely like not terrible, right? And
right.
It's not like you have to log in every single day, because it's like with these games where it's like a GPS style thing, like if you're going out and doing stuff for example, in Pokemon Go, you have a certain amount of Pokeballs. Like, if you run out of Pokeballs, like, you just have to go to stops and, like, hope you can rack up enough.
Or
like, you
buy
basically
them.
Have to, yeah. You basically have to, like, not play, but still play, if that makes sense. Like, you have to, you have to play to get the resources, but you need to not use them. Like, you have to stockpile them for a minute. And also, like, I know that there's, like, currency for, like, being able to move without GPS or whatever, like an energy kind of thing that some of these games do, where it's like, oh, you can go to this place without having to go there IRL and it costs like 10 energy or whatever. So, yeah, I don't know. And I know that like I'm a bit harsh on mobile games, because mobile games typically, they're not supposed to be like your main game. It's just like a thing you do for 5 minutes randomly when you don't have time.
Right.
But it's like, as a Kingdom Hearts fan, that's like not what I want. So like, yeah. I feel like it's still fair criticism.
No, I agree. I think you and I, everybody's really excited about this, and I think that's fantastic. Like, I think that's great.
Anything Kingdom Hearts W is a W, but I'm hoping it's a
right
not a W with the asterisks that I'm getting my wallet raided. You know,
right? Like, I tweeted that I thought this game looked bad when this trailer came out. And I had a lot of people kind of jump on me for it. Like, what's so bad about it? What looks so bad about it? And
I mean, the frame rate in the cutscenes.
The frame rate, the cutscenes. and then people go, well, it's a mobile game. And I go, yeah, I don't want that.
I've seen mobile games that have perfectly fine cutscenes. Like, what do you mean? This is like a curated trailer. And the fact that there's, like, I get that it's super early in development, but that should still be some type of flag for you if you're seeing that. Like, not.
Right. And I also don't think it looks fun to me. Like, it doesn't.
Yeah.
The battle like the system metals, is tap the screen.
Jump, the tap that, yeah.
Right. And then tap your trophies that you have. That's
and
not
who knows,
that's
like,
not
how much those other two buttons even matter. Like, you already know, most likely, the medals are going to be where most of your damage or abilities are, you know? Like.
Right. And to me, it's just like, this is not the Kingdom Hearts experience I want.
Yeah.
And so to me, it looks bad. And like, I would kill for DDD or BBS2
instead on the
Switch, even on a separate platform like they used to do it. Than this, like, this is just like not. I didn't really play a ton of Union Cross, right? To be fair, like that, because when that game started, I was, you know, admittedly, it's crazy, but. In January, our podcast will be a podcast for 5 years, right?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
It's when KH3 released as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And before that, you know, Jason and I had started playing, you know, Kingdom Hearts games on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, like Let's Plays, because it's a game series that him and I had bonded over. And I'm sure some of the longtime fans of the series or of the Ansem Report have heard this before, but I didn't... I played Kingdom Hearts 1, I played Kingdom Hearts 2, I definitely played Chain of Memories at the time, but then I kind of fell off for a long time, and only when Jason and I started revisiting the series when we did our YouTube Let's Plays did I become, like, back in again, you know what I mean? And that's when I played DDD and BBS and 358 and then eventually Recoded, and, you know, then we started the podcast, and I was back in, right? But Union Cross started during that time when I was out. Mm-hmm. And so even when I did download it and like played a little bit, it just felt like I had missed the boat, right? Even though it was still going, I don't think it, in my opinion, it wasn't a very good game at catching you up, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you didn't start like early on.
Even like if you do like a new poll where like the medals are like completely power crept, like you still have to like slog through the 1,000 missions to catch up and like. Yeah.
And so I never really got into that, but I think I would have the same complaints about that game as I do this, if not worse. And so like, I think people are just so like, we're so like sitting there going, oh, we need Kingdom Hearts content.
We're so starved. Yeah.
We're so starved that everybody's really excited about this. And if I feel like if you looked in your heart of hearts and thought about this, you would much rather prefer like something that wasn't this. And you know, hey, for a lot of people, it's just going to be a fun distraction when you're on the toilet or when you're, you know what I mean? And that's probably how I'll treat it too. And I, you know, I'll have to play it more than I would probably if not for the podcast. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's like, also part of it. Yeah.
That's part of it for me at least. But like, it's crazy that people are so excited about this game that looks, mid.
It looks pretty awful, yeah. Like, and I think the idea that like it's okay for it to look janky because it's a mobile game, dude. Like phones nowadays are like as good as your DS was back in the day, bro. Like better,
right?
Like
right.
What do you mean? Like they're essentially handheld consoles. Like they're so.
And
good.
I think there's like, yes, mobile games can look like that. Is it cost effective to make them look like that at this point? Probably not. So to me, I think you can still give a little leeway to that, but like acting, trying to tell me that it looks good is just wrong. You know, like,
yeah,
I don't think the graphics look good at all. I had someone literally be like, oh, the graphics look great. No, they don't. They just don't. And it's just, I'm not trying to shit in people's punch bowl, you know what I mean? But, like, to me, it just doesn't look like a game I'm interested in. And if it wasn't for the podcast, I probably wouldn't play it. I'd probably watch Damo279's dub of it on YouTube. Not that he needs to dub it because there's voice acting, but you guys know
it's actually voice acted this time. Yeah.
But that's kind of how I feel, I guess, about it. And like the sad part is, I think my take would have been a little more hot. It would have been a little more scorching if I had talked about it right when this trailer came out.
Yeah.
But I've mellowed a little bit on it. I'm excited to see what the story is, because that's like the only part of me that's interesting. I am intrigued by what they showed us from the story so far. I don't think that looks bad, so to speak. But it just sucks that it's like trapped inside this mobile game that I don't really want to play.
I think it just looks like pretty scuffed too. Like the scene where like it shows like like he's running through the build, like through the area, and then like you just see like Jacques, like just like, I don't know why, like they just had his character model just staring straight at the camera. Like he might as well be T-posed, bro.
Yeah.
Why did you choose that character, bro? Or like, it's funny when it's like Baymax, when they like zoom out to the map or whatever, or like they got Abu. I did peep Abu.
Yeah, he's there.
And it, I do like that. It's like they showed the whole map. Like the chests obviously could just be like placeholder chests that aren't actually there. Like they're just there for the graphic. Like it's not actually the in-game stuff that they're showing or whatever. But that makes me feel good that like the global release will probably be sooner than I was thinking. Like obviously, like there's like the only in Japan beta or whatever, right?
Well, they have a Japan beta and then Australia, of all places. I thought it was Australia. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they wanted Damo to get his hands on it, you know?
I just wish we could have seen, like, what the hell these buttons on the right do? Yeah. Or, like, maybe that's... Okay, so, like, there's, like, the part where, like, it shows, like, you... Like, the Riku metal is, like, on cooldown. I don't know if, like... And then, like, the attack button is, like, gone during that. So it's, like, is this animation that they're doing, like, I'm assuming this is, like, the Riku attack then, right? Like, mm-hmm. And that's why the attack button goes away. But, yeah, like, I wonder, like, what does this attack button do? Like, what, when I fucking mash all four of these medals, like, what am I doing, right? Like, am I just watching them, like?
Yeah, they seem pretty similar to Unicross's medals, right?
I'm just worried that it's, like, gonna be, like, games have this weird identity on mobile sometimes where, and like, Dark Road is, like, the worst part of that, where it's, like, is this, like, an AFK game, or is this a game you need to be locked in, right? Like, right. You need to actually pay attention to. And then when they, like, add, like, the auto battle mechanic to it, it just, like, kind of... They try to be both, and in my opinion, a lot of times it like loses its identity in that, where it's like, because okay, so for example, if I get strong enough to where I can just auto battle it or whatever, am I really even like playing the game anymore? Like right. I'm just logging in, pressing auto battle like 10 times or something, and then, well, they can sell me tickets that I can like instantly do it instead of having to watch the game go through or something, right?
Mm-hmm. So our friends at KH13 posted a bunch of ads that they've seen for Kingdom Hearts Missing Link. The beta is in the UK and Australia and Japan.
Okay, so just not the US, okay.
Just not the US, really.
Fuck the rest of the world.
Yeah, just the important parts of the world. So these ads are pretty interesting, and they're showing us a little bit more. This looks like a raid battle, right?
Yeah,
like,
with the
in the way
dark
that
side.
Like Pokemon Go has like raid battles for gyms, you know. Yeah, there's just a lot of interesting ads here. There was this. If I go back to the beginning, I was scrolling through before you joined the looking at it. They have like these trophy ads where they have like Mrs. Potts and Chip and the alien from Toy Story and Winnie the Pooh and
Why is Winnie the Pooh doing the fucking arms out like... Like, he's summoning something, dude. Like, yeah. What is he doing?
He's either summoning or he's going to fart.
I feel like he's about to hit the, like, the praise be to Yevon real quick, you know?
Right. What's interesting about this to me is they remind me of Amiibo.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind
like
of the vibe.
Like, they're supposed to be toys almost. Like, they have this, like, this base they sit on.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
like,
sure Sully's
like trophies,
itching his
yeah.
ass in this one.
I'm really curious as to what this fucking jump button does. Because, like, I understand the attack button. Like, you just mash the attack button and, like, he'll do, like, some, like, auto-attack-y type of, like, combo or whatever, right? Like, mash X, basically. But, like, what the hell does this jump button do? Like, is that the, like, is it, like, a dodge button? Like, my timing jumping?
I don't know. It's all pretty interesting, and there's a lot we don't know until we know, you know? Like, so the beta is done, actually, for the UK and Australia. It went from October 30th till November 19th, so it just finished.
Hmm.
So I wonder if any of the boys and girls got in, you know? They probably had to sign an NDA, right?
With any of the homies, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so that's my thought on this game is that I'm going to play it because of the podcast, but if I didn't have a Kingdom Hearts podcast, I don't know that I would be interested in this other than watching the cutscenes when it's done, which is going to be like 5 years from now, right? At least. But I do think if there's one silver lining about mobile games, and I know the way Square Enix looks at it as a company, is the mobile games kind of fund the bigger games. You know, so as much as I'm not like a fan of Missing Link and what it looks like, I hope it goes well and I hope it's successful because I want them to continue to make Kingdom Hearts games.
Yeah.
That are more in tune with what I want, right? So I guess that's the silver lining there. I don't know.
Bro, like as like a, you know, somebody that makes some creative shit sometimes, I just will never understand why they use like some of these like super scuffed assets, bro. Like in like a trailer that you are putting out to the public, like Pinocchio looks so bad. Like Jock looks so bad.
Yeah, like, some of the like pictures of the characters, people have been harping on that a while in the trailer, how bad they
Yeah,
look.
And they're like these are like key moments in the trailer where you're showing stuff up. Like if it's on the map, like the Jacques one or whatever is like whatever. Tinkerbell looks fucking awful as well. But like this the part where it shows like fighting in like the dark margin, like on the shore. Like I feel like these all look fine. Like Ariel, Sora, Baymax, and Simba. They all look fine. But it's like these other ones, like what the hell are they doing?
Simba
bro?
Kinda got that stare going.
Like yeah, he is kinda risen. But also bro, like change your fucking equipment. Like if you're recording, like what are you doing, bro?
Yeah,
it's so confusing.
Yeah, Pinocchio does look rough. Rapunzel looks rough.
Like, yeah, like that one was like okay. If it's like on this like massive map where they're trying to like show, oh, this like so much stuff is like populating the map, right? And you don't want to have a ton of like the same ones over and over.
Yeah.
Even though I am peeping that, like, Abu's on here several times. The red fairy's on here multiple times. Like, I like, give a pass. And it's, like, such a fleeting moment. Whereas, like, these other ones, they're, like, key moments of showing off, like, combat and gameplay. It's just so weird.
Yeah.
It's such a, like, minute detail, but it's just something that it's, like, as somebody who, like, you know, likes to create cool, fun things that, like, look good. It's like, what the hell are y'all doing, bro? Like, yeah. are y'all professionals, bro? Like, we just do this shit for fun.
It's
like,
two animators.
It's the two animators all over again.
It's the two animators. But
I will say my favorite part of this trailer is this absolute bop version.
The Dearly Beloved?
The stomping and the clapping.
Yeah, that was in the first trailer, though. Like, that.
Yeah,
but I don't think you liked it
too.
I feel like I remember you saying you did not like it then.
I feel like it. It's grown on me with the like the with like the choir in the back too.
Okay.
And maybe
okay.
maybe I'm also on the same wavelength as people who are like, this is all good. Like it all looks great because they're just so Kingdom Hearts deprived.
Yeah.
And also yeah. just this is just a good bass song. You know,
true.
Like
it's hard to fuck up Dearly Beloved, honestly.
Yeah.
All right. Any other thoughts on Missing Link, Jay?
It is pretty weird to like be watching the trailer. Like, what was really messing me up too is like I can understand like some of what they say in Japanese.
Oh, yeah,
because so, like,
you're learning.
I'm
Japanese,
like reading.
Yeah.
I'm reading the English. I'm reading the screen. I'm listening, and like my brain is automatically like you know like understanding part of what they're saying. Obviously, it's like. Weird words like light and darkness and shit, but like that's what was really giving me overload.
Well, as someone who knows no Japanese, it overloaded my brain too, so yours must have been even crazier.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll surely be talking about Missing Link more in the future, as it's a game that's going to apparently come out. We weren't sure up until this moment, but
yeah,
it is
yeah.
actually going to come out.
It's real for now.
So please look forward to that. Laughs. Let's take a short break, and when we come back, Jason, it's time for the long-awaited question of the week, where I have to try and make Weird Al style. Parody songs about Missing Link from your guys' suggestions. So, full disclosure, I have not practiced any of this. I haven't even looked at the songs. So this is going to be a bit of a wild one, but we'll be right back.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Answer Report Podcast! Jason.
Huh?
Before I get into the question of the week, I have a bit of a thing to say. I have a bit of a, not a rant, it might turn into a rant. We'll
an
see.
Axe to grind?
I have a bit of an axe to grind. I have a bit of a keyblade to sharpen. I have a bit of a traverse to town, you know what I mean? I've noticed this thing, and this I feel like I've said this before. So if you're like Mike, 50 episodes ago, you brought up the same point. Just shut up. Then that's fine. But here's where I'm at. I've noticed this like trend recently of someone makes joke about Kingdom Hearts that maybe isn't a Kingdom Hearts fan, and then like everybody has to like feel the need to defend Kingdom Hearts.
Like there's
you know
like
what I mean?
Backlash, yeah.
And the most recent
I'm
one...
I'm not a Twitter user, so I get to not see any
right.
of this.
You're,
and
you're,
I just
you're so blessed
live a normal life. I can live a normal life. I'm not terminally online.
The worst one I've seen recently is there's the website Hard Drive, right? Which is a parody news site.
Yeah.
For video
it's all
games.
Satire. It's all just jokes.
It's all
it
satire.
Means,
it's all yeah. headlines meant to be funny.
Yeah.
Right? And they posted one. I don't even remember what it was, but it was basically like Kingdom Hearts is convoluted. Ha ha ha. Right. Sure. Yes. And then I've seen people, and I'm not calling any particular person out because I've seen it a lot, getting angry at Hard Drive and feeling the need to defend Kingdom Hearts to Hard Drive.
Yeah, that, you kind of lost the plot there, dude. Also, it's like, how do you know that this Hard Drive, like, article, like, whoever wrote this, like, fake headline, how do you know they're not also a fan? It's like, they right. perceive people to, like, not be a fan, so therefore they can't
and
say
just,
stuff about it.
I saw like, a few people just being like, wow, try playing all the games first. You know, like, and it's like, you guys. Like,
oh,
this,
my God.
You guys are missing it because here's the thing. Whoosh. The whole point of that website is to get clicks by making people either laugh or be angry. And you guys are all falling right into it mm-hmm. by deciding to quote tweet it saying, oh, it's clear someone's not read, played Kingdom Hearts before. It's clear. Ooh, you know, like, come on, guys. And like, that's, to me, like, there's a lot of weird things in the Kingdom Hearts community. I love the Kingdom Hearts community. For the most part, like, I'm glad I'm a part of it. I'm glad we have this podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad people, you know, we've met
so many
cool
good
people.
Things. Yeah.
So many good things. But one thing that really, besides, you know, what Pat said, that you guys are not funny because you're not.
True.
One thing that drives me nuts is the constant need to validate Kingdom Hearts in people's eyes who do not care about it. And I've been there. Trust me. I've been there. I've listened to an IGN podcast where they just random, like, they're playing a game where they're trying to guess what video game in 20 questions, and they go, yeah, it could be Kingdom Hearts or some garbage like that. Just an offhand comment, and I'm angry, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to tell IGN. Guys, our energy should not be wasted on this.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. That's
We're
facts.
All too powerful, intelligent, sexy, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
fun
yeah.
to be worried about random website makes funny, like, overdone Kingdom Hearts joke.
Random just, person on the internet.
Right. We got too much
who
going on.
Who may or may not also
that.
Be a fan. Like, there's no
right.
way for you to know.
Like, if I worked for Hard Drive,
imagine
I would write Kingdom Hearts articles because I love Kingdom Hearts. And I know about it. And I know I can, hey, this is a funny little bit here. I can do this. If I was that person, I would do that. I'm not.
Yeah.
But to me, that would be like, oh, cool, I'm getting Kingdom Hearts out there more. Not,
yeah.
Ugh, I'm going to piss off the Kingdom Hearts fan base and they're going to, you know, let's just stop, guys. Come on. Let's just go have fun. Let's just be Kingdom Hearts fun people, you know?
True.
That's my rant.
Uninstall Twitter.
That might be where we're headed.
Like, just uninstall Twitter,
that
guys.
That might be where we're
my
headed.
My life is so much better having uninstalled Twitter. Like, at the very least, it's 10% better. Like,
I never use my personal Twitter anymore. I'm only on the Super Spaghetti Bros Twitter, and I'm only like, hey, here's something we did.
Most of the time, when something that happens to be on the internet affects my mental well-being, my daily just vibe, it's because somebody in the Discord is like, yo, check this thing out from Twitter. Just uninstall Twitter, bro. Just
right.
uninstall it.
Just uninstall it. Please.
Just uninstall it. Get in like a cool Discord like ours. Join our Discord. And then you don't miss out on anything. But you don't have to deal with the stupid people, you know?
Right.
Some of us are idiots.
I am actually an idiot, believe it or not.
I'm a moron.
Anyway, Jason.
Hmm?
You know what time it is?
No.
It's time for the
question of the week.
It's 7:26.
The what?
P.M.
Oh, is that what? The time?
Yeah.
I was like, what are you talking about?
It's 7:26.
Anyway, this week's question of the week is from me. Come up with a parody Missing Link song title. Your answer should be formatted like this. Miss Missing Link, : Miss Missing You, Fallout Boy. So fake song title, real song title, and artist. I'm going to attempt to make up lyrics to these on the fly about a game we know nothing about, Smilers. So I will be completely honest with you guys. I have not looked at this at all. But just through scrolling, there are some songs I have never heard in my life. Okay. I'm just going to be clear.
Never heard of. Never heard of.
So I'm going to do my best. I'll also say some of you put multiple songs. I will be choosing one of the songs you posted for time's sake, for brevity's sake. Otherwise, yeah, we will be here all night. And it's 7:27 p.m., as Jason said. So, but the way I'm going to do this, Jay, is I have Spotify pulled up for myself here, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to find the song, pull up the lyrics to said song on Spotify, okay, and then see if that, you know, gets my juices going.
Gets the gears going, okay?
Gets the gears going, okay? So first up, we have Tyler, who said two songs. He said Missing Link, a.k.a. Miss Murder by AFI, or Missing Link, Miss Jackson by Outkast. Yo, by...
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, which Miss Jackson?
Yeah, the Outkast.
Not the dog shit Panic at the Disco one.
That song's okay.
That's the worst song on the album.
I don't have an idea for Miss Jackson that's from the chorus, and so I'd rather come up with not rap lyrics, so I'm going to go with Miss Murder, I think, on this one.
Okay.
Okay, which is a song I'm familiar with.
So, hey, Missing Link, can I? Hey, Missing Link, can I?
Okay. So the chorus of the song is, "Hey, Miss Murder, can I?" Right. You knew exactly where I was going. Hey, Missing Link, can I? Hey, Missing Link, can I?
Oh, no.
Where do I go from here?
End this grind. Whoa.
Make... Oh, this is going to be a nightmare recording. Hey, Missing Link, can I? Hey, Missing Link, can I? Make beauty stay if I take my life. It's just a very well put together sentence that I'm having a hard time.
You can't.
Make something, I take my life. I really want to keep Take My Life because I think that's how Missing Link makes me feel. All right. We're gonna skip forward. So I didn't lie. I came up with some lyrics for that, but we might come back to it or not. I literally just replaced Miss Murder with Missing Link, but that's okay.
Yeah, there you go. 10 out of 10.
I don't know what this other song is. That key is Rip Missing Link, Rip Olivia O'Brien. Do you know who Olivia O'Brien is?
I don't even know who that is. No.
Apparently we're the idiots because this song has 62 million plays on Spotify. Because I just don't know that Missing Link fits in this, and I'm not talented enough to make it work. You know what I mean? So this was a terrible idea. I'm definitely I understand
Mike's
that
kicking
now.
Himself. Yeah.
I'm kicking myself. But we're just going to move on.
Get ready for more of that.
Yeah. All right, Pokemon Trainer Jay, I Missing Link You, I Miss You by Blink-182. And he and Pokemon Trainer Jay actually wrote some lyrics, which I'm going to go with here. Yeah,
shout out to Pokemon Trainer Jay.
Although this is a song I'm very familiar with.
This segment.
Hello there. The app from my nightmare. The shadow running in the background of BlueStacks. The unsuspecting victim of RNG in my polls. We can play the game outside if we want, where you can always...
I think you're supposed to.
If we want, though. and have Halloween on Christmas. All right, cool, whatever. Moving on. Okay. Cheery Theoden has Scala Batgirl.
Okay.
Which I haven't heard this song in a long time.
Scala Batgirl. Ain't no Scala Batgirl. That's a good one.
That's gonna happen like that, cause I ain't no Scala Batgirl. Ain't no Scala Batgirl. Few times I've been on the tracks, I'm not just gonna happen like that. Ain't no Scala Batgirl. Ain't no Scala Batgirl. Ooh, this my shit. Okay. Hold on. All right. I thought you were talking shit and didn't think that I would hear it. You hear you talking like that, get everybody fired. Okay. I heard that your game was shit and you didn't think that I would play it.
Okay.
Here's my problem with Missing Link, is that I'm not excited about the game.
Yeah.
And I know very little about it. So I'm trying, the only context I have for it is I don't like this game.
Mobile game
so
is
every,
shit.
Every lyric is going to be, wow, this game is really dog shit. I really don't want fucking play it. And you thought that I would play it, but it's dog shit. So it's really dumb and really stupid and a stupid ass mobile game. So you know I'm not going to play it. Fuck that fucking shit. Few times I've been around that track, but it's not just going to happen like that because I ain't no Scala Batgirl. Okay. I ain't no Scala Batgirl.
Okay.
Union Cross was just like that. So I'm not gonna play that shit just like that because I ain't no Scala Batgirl. You know what I mean? So like everything is gonna be super negative about Missing Link. So I apologize. So moving on, missing for that Link, running up that hill, and he Swarl specifically chose the Social Repose cover.
It's because Swarl is a based individual.
But here's what I'll say:
the emo
I actually
version.
Here's a surprise for everybody. I actually have a parody running up that hill song already that I haven't revealed to anybody. That I think instead of trying to make up lyrics for Missing Link, I'll share some lyrics from that for you guys. You know, that you know, it might come out on the parody album someday, you know?
Hey yo.
And if I only could, I'd make a deal with Nomura, and I'd get him to swap release states, be running up Dark Road, be running up Starry Hill, be running up that building.
Okay.
That song is called Running Up Dark Road. There's another good lyric. So, you know, like the part of the song, where she, like, it's kind of awkward. She's like, you, it's you and me.
Yeah.
You, what does she actually say?
You and me won't be unhappy.
But it's kind of like the way she says it is weird. I always wanted to fit in, we're the only two animators in that part.
It's you and me. It's you and me. We're the only two animators. That's good.
Come on, Braggy. Come on, Dark Road. Let me see some gameplay from you now.
No.
Come on, Ermad. Come on, come on, Balder. Let's grind for the experience. I wrote this before Dark Road came out all the way, by the way, for the record.
It's impressive.
Up next, we have Korn. Who chose The Weeknd's I Feel It Coming. I Feel Link Coming. So let me look up the lyrics. I'm familiar with the song.
I Feel Link Coming.
It's a good song. This song is a really sexual song, though.
No, the song I Feel It Coming? No.
But it's not spelled with a U, you know?
No.
Did you really like...
I feel like it's a song about like trying to get like a 5-star pull, you know?
I can see it in your eyes, cause they never tell me lies. I can see the body shake and the heat between your legs. Jesus. You've been scared of Union Cross and what it did to you.
Oh, no.
You don't have to run. I know what you can do. Just a simple touch,
a
and
touch.
It will attack or jump.
Okay.
We don't have to run. Oh, shit. It did the thing where it can hear my Spotify through my headphones, so it stopped transmitting audio.
That's a great feature.
I love
Shout
that
out Spotify
shit.
For adding
yeah,
that.
Fucking cool. Get out of here.
I think it's actually a Discord thing. Like it's like a
it
Discord.
Is. It's a
Spotify
Discord thing.
Because
they don't want you to go, oh, listen to my song through my fucking microphone. Like who the fuck would do that?
like oh no, you're losing out on the 0.01% of a penny.
Yeah.
That's already a percent.
Jesus. All right. Up next, we have Diana, who chose Misery Business by Paramore. Misery Link. Great song. That's got to be the chorus I go for here, right?
Yeah. Whoa, I never meant to brag.
Because what about this feels so good? You know? Mm. What about Missing Link feels so good? Second chances, they don't ever matter. Companies never change. Once a whore, you're nothing more. Square Enix, that will never change.
No.
Well, there's a million other games who do
I
it just like you. Looking
not,
like they're
they
not gotcha
so...
to get to who they want and what
oh,
they want. It's
no.
easy if you do it right. Well, I refuse, I refuse, I refuse.
I never meant to play.
Whoa, I never meant to pull, but I got boo-boo or want him now. Whoa, it was never my intention to pull, but I got a bunch of blue aboos now. Because God doesn't feel so good,
because
I got him where I want him right now. And if you could, then you know you would, because blue aboo feels so... All right, that was cheating because I made it about blue aboo, but still, it counts. It counts.
Yeah.
All right, so Damo up next with maybe my favorite suggestion. I Don't Want No Missing Link, which is a parody of I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith. And I fucking hate Aerosmith.
Missing Link.
I fucking hate Aerosmith, but I already have this in the chamber, dude. I'm already ready for this. All right.
Okay.
Don't want to waste my time. I'm gonna go to sleep because it's a mobile game. And I don't want no missing link. Because even when I'm hyped for you,
no.
I only play you when I poo. You're still a mobile game. And I don't want no missing link.
Okay.
You're welcome, everybody.
Let him cook. Let him
You're
cook.
Welcome, everybody.
Dude, I just imagine, like... You remember that, like, it was like that Peepo animation where, like, the guy was like a huge XQC fan or some shit, where, like, it's like he's like the Pepe Frog or whatever, right?
Yeah. The one where
streamer. Yeah. Like, this is my favorite streamer. And then, like, he gets banned. And so he's like depressed, right? It's like waking up and finding out there's Kingdom Hearts news. And then it's just Missing Link. So you just roll over in bed and go back to sleep.
All right, so Folsey has, I write Link's Not Missing.
Okay.
I write Sins Not Tragedies by Fallout Boy. Folsey.
Hey, I.
Folsey.
Hey. We don't even need to say anything. He already feels bad enough, you know? Like, that's a...
Oh, that's a Panic at the Disco song. Or he has The Missing Link, which is The Great Escape by Boys Like Girls. I think I'm going to go Irate Link's Not Missing, all right? Even though he got the artist wrong.
Yeah.
It's okay. This one's got to be a chorus one, too, I feel like.
Damn, Spotify doesn't have the lyrics for The Great Escape on there. That's crazy.
You throw the door, but I can't help but to hear. No, I can't help to hear an exchanging of words. What a shit mobile game. What a shit mobile game. Says the bride say two and yes, but what a shame. What a shame the phone game is GPS. I chime in with the haven't you people ever heard of making an actual game? No, it's much better to get money out of people who just want to know the story. I chime in. Haven't you people ever heard of making an actual game? No, this is just me shitting all over Missing Link. I fucking knew this was... It's the only idea in my head right now. Okay. So, up next we have Carrick, Crazy Comics, who said, I'm just Missing Link, which is I'm just Ken from the Barbie movie.
Ooh.
So, I think I'm going to get out of this one by a technicality, because earlier, Swarles tried to put some, like, musical shit, and I told him I wouldn't do it and that there's no musicals. I think this counts. I will say, I saw the Barbie movie finally. Tara and I watched it. It's fine. It's not as bad as some people say it is. It's not as good as some people say it is, right? I will say, people in our Discord were being a little cringe about Ken in general.
Yeah, I don't want to relive that. So what I will do instead is just say what the fucking first two lyrics of The Great Escape would be.
Okay.
It's just like, throw it away, forget Missing Link, we'll make a great video game.
That's really good. Shit, yeah, maybe you should be doing this.
There we go.
All right, I got the next one from Billy the Kid.
That chorus was too easy, though.
Yeah, that's a good chorus. Another good chorus from Billy the Kid. Wake me up when we get Missing Link.
Okay,
by
nice,
Green Day.
Nice.
Union Cross has come to pass.
Oh,
dark
no.
Road Eulogy. Went by so fast.
Oh, no.
Wake me up when we get Missing Link.
Wake me up when Missing Link ends, dude.
Yeah, right? Right? Espigal has, we are never, ever getting Missing Link, which is, of course, for you Swifties out there, we are never, ever getting back together.
Okay.
This is the one where she kind of sings, right? Wow, this has 600 million listens. Dude,
Swifties? Don't listen to any other music.
It's true. Okay, hold on. I know the song. I know the song a bit. Tara's a bit of a Swiftie. What? I feel like the song is like she's singing to Square Enix.
She's like, I'm never downloading another mobile game from you guys.
Right. That's where I'm getting from this.
This
time... I'm telling you, we.
It's not bias.
Are never.
It's
ever,
just what the song is telling us. It's not our own biases.
Link. We are never, ever, ever getting Missing Link. The game sucks. It's just a shitty game, and I don't want to play it. We are never, ever. Like that. When I don't know what the lyrics are, I just talk about how shitty it is. Okay, all right. Up next, we have Link of an Angel. So let me... I think I know all the words to Lips of an Angel by Hinder. I'm pretty sure. But it does help me to hear the song, you know? It doesn't have the lyrics on Spotify? That's wild.
Yeah, dude, Spotify, disrespecting these songs, bruh.
Kind of hard to talk right now. I'm sorry, I can't talk. I'm in the middle of a raid. Hold on, I have to put the phone down. Well, I'm walking down the street trying to find a heartless with feet. Nope, that was not.
Oh, yo.
No. No,
officer, this man right here.
It's really good to hear your voice saying my name, but I'm busy. I'm playing Missing Link, and I can't talk to you because I'm a creep. There you go, everybody. You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. We still have a lot more to go. SB Cat has Missing the Link, aka Breaking the Habit by Linkin Park. I haven't heard the song in a long time. This used to be fun fact about the song. It used to be on my Nextel phone, one of the songs that would wake me up in the morning.
Okay.
That and Many Men by 50 Cent.
Oh, that's a banger.
Specifically the gun cock.
You're like, it's time to get ready for the day.
Many men.
Gun cock.
Many men. All right, Breaking the Habit.
They have the lyrics for Breaking the Habit on here.
This is a pretty big song.
The fact that it talks about memories at the beginning, it's like a high.
Yeah, it's a little deep with the Kingdom Hearts here.
Lock the door. Like, that's Kingdom Hearts.
The one the battles always choose, because inside I realize that I'm the one confused. I don't know what's worth fighting for.
I remember I used to listen to the song when I would like mow the lawn for like fucking 4 hours.
See, this is tough.
Breaking the Habit, you could just keep it because it's about your gotcha addiction.
All right, I'm going to try to do the second verse here. Here we go.
Clutching my cure.
Clutching my phone. I try to lock the door. I try to catch my breath again. I've played much more than any game before. I have no Kingdom Hearts options again. The battles always choose, cause inside I realize that this game's really poop.
Oh no.
I just revert to my
Oh no.
Okay. So this is V-Ann's up next, and she also picked a song. I have no idea what this is. I Love You
Never
5
Shout
by Never Shout Never.
Never.
I know who Never Shout Never is. I'm not familiar with them. So I'm going to need to listen to this song a minute. I'm not going to be able to do this one. Because what's really hard is when you're not familiar with the song, looking, like, because what I'm doing, full disclosure, I'm looking at the lyrics, and if it's a song I know, I'm going ahead while I'm listening to the song and going, okay, what can I do, right? If I don't know how it sounds coming next, I'd have to listen to the song like 3 times to even get anywhere with it. You know what I mean?
I just am so shocked by how Never Shout Never sounds like right now. Like, especially compared to like how they look, right? Like, you think it's just going to be some like emo band or like, I don't know, like some type of like hardcore shit, but then it's just like, it's like some ukulele shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's not bad. It's not bad.
Right.
It's just like, it's like a whiplash.
All right. So I'm sorry, V. I wish I could do better service to that. But we're moving on to Alex's Alex's suggestion, which is Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Missing Joe. If it hadn't been for Missing Joe, I'd be married long time ago. Oh, Damo posted a lyric down there. Damo might be able to write some parody songs. He posted, if it hadn't been for fucking Dark Road, we'd have content long time ago.
Yeah. I feel like I was going to say this earlier, like with like the, because like when you do these parody songs, you don't like just have like the name of the game or like whatever you're parodying, like in the name of the song every time, you know,
right?
Like some, like it might be a good one to do,
right?
But it's like,
right,
having the name in the title isn't necessary. That's what we told people to do. But like they right. might have good ideas, but if like we changed it a little bit more.
Right. Also, well, what about the insane part of Cotton Eye Joe where that girl comes in? She's like, like, what is that part about?
The only Cotton Eye Joe I listen to is the version from Swiss Army Man.
That's true.
Shout
that's a good
that
version.
Movie. It's a godly movie.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe. So, up next, Angel said, links are all missing. Life is a highway, Rascal Flatts. And I feel a bit sacrilegious even pulling this song up. This is like Tyler's song, right?
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Tyler. It was really weird. Like he.
This is what
he sang
what
it four
I think,
times at Reconnect. Like, yeah.
This is what I think like I could really cook with if I sat down and did it. Because like it's a very like like and everything like rhymes and it's real. It's like real, like it flows well. I don't know that I'm quick minded enough to do it other than the chorus right now. Also, the title the Angel set up doesn't really work with the chorus because like links are all missing. I wanna ride it on. Like I don't know where to go from there. It's when I get songs like this that I'm like having a tough time with, where in my head, like my own self-conscious is like, this is the worst idea we've ever had. This is going to be the worst episode of the Answer Report podcast that we've ever done. I'm failing so hard. You know, like I'm just like freaking out.
Your inner monologue. It's just absolutely verbally abusing you.
Like it's that
it's toxic.
Sean, don't listen to this part. It's that episode of BoJack Horseman where it just shows all his inner thoughts the whole episode.
Yeah,
and he's just like, you're a piece of shit. You're a fucking piece of shit. You're stupid. Way to fucking wake up late, you fucking piece of shit. You know, like just that's what's happening right now. When I can't come up with missing link lyrics, a game I don't like and know nothing about on the spot, my head is like, you're a fucking loser.
You're fucking terrible. You're shit
awful.
Human being.
You're awful, Aqua. That's what it's saying to me. It's just Ventus in my head saying that to me.
Fuck you, Ventus.
So, shouts to Brandon, who has three different options for us here. Never Gonna Give You Missing Link, which is Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. Missing Link Will Go On, My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. Or Missing Photo, which is Photograph by Nickelback. Now, I'm going to decline the Nickelback just because I'm a big fan of the look at this graph.
Look at this damage graph.
That's my favorite. My Heart Will Go On is interesting because that's the Titanic
you
song.
You could also just keep the name as My Heart Will Go On because it's like...
Right.
It's a very Kingdom Hearts thing. Kingdom Hearts Will Go On.
Oh wow, she does a double verse before the
dude. Whenever I hear My Heart Will Go On, I just think of that one commercial from the fucking 2000s where it was like a collection of all these like old classics or whatever, and it was just like it was like a commercial that would play like late at night. So like if you were like staying up watching cartoons or some shit, like or like you fell asleep on the couch and you wake up in a cold sweat, and like it's like the classic songs we all know, and you're like, I haven't heard any of these songs before in my life, but then this was on there and it was like the one song I actually knew.
This song was huge, man. This song was huge. Near, far, wherever.
Only other song
are,
I could think of from that mix was like the
believe like, that missing
how am
link
I supposed
will
to live without you or like some shit like that. Like I remember that part like coming in really hard.
Wait,
it's
what
like a sleep paralysis like that. That commercial is like a sleep paralysis demon. Like I feel like I'm in the back rooms if I ever saw this commercial again. If somebody knows what I'm talking about, they
well, I mean, there were a million commercials like that back in the day, yeah.
No, but there's like a very specific one, you know?
All right, I can't do this one. This is too slow. It's driving me nuts. Jip says, The Longest Time by Billy Joe inspired Billy Joel, who I don't know who Billy Joe is. Billy Joel, inspired by The Silence Since the KH4 trailer, I don't know. I'm one of Pat's unfunny people, I think.
There would still be music left to write. What else could I do? I'm so inspired by you. That has happened for the longest time.
I like Jip's concept here. I don't know that I can write this. I think I'm just gonna go with Jip's treatment of it and just say that's good enough. Jip had a good idea there. I'm not gonna be able to do it. Congrats, Jip. You are one of Pat's unfunny people, though. In that same vein, Sean's Stairway to Missing Link. I have to tap the sign. No Stairway to Heaven,
yeah,
dude.
Sorry. No Stairway to Heaven.
I got to tap the
Absolutely
sign.
Absolutely not.
But Chillery might be cooking because Chillery said, Lose Yourself, Missing Link Final Battle Remix.
He's like, if you had one shot to pull everything.
Yo, how
you
does
ever
it not have the lyrics to Lose Yourself, though?
In one moment.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, phone is heavy. He's got gems on his account already. Mom's spaghetti.
You can't change Mom's spaghetti.
Yeah, you have to keep Mom's spaghetti.
He's nervous. But he keeps on forgetting.
This episode is going to be like the one where Mike just sang lyrics for a long time.
And cut it out, and you don't even know.
And you don't even know. OP used gravity. OP used gravity.
That's actually, it writes itself. It writes itself.
OP used gravity. OP used gravity. I will say, though, kind of a party foul on Eminem's part to say, through this hole, it is gaping. That's a pretty wild lyric.
Oh, like that's like a tame Eminem lyric. I don't know
through
what you're talking
hole,
about.
It is gaping. I don't know, dude. For a guy that always talks about how he's not gay, using the hole is gaping joke.
I don't know,
lyric,
dude.
It's a little
I've seen
wild.
This one interview where he came out as gay. I don't
really?
Know. It might have been.
Interesting.
Might have been fake. Might have been in a movie.
Okay. So next we have Chet Zale, who said Mrs. Robinson by Simon and Garfunkel. From
I have no idea what that is.
Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you should know. Whoa. Here's to you, missing link. Nomura loves you more than you will know.
He doesn't.
Whoa.
He really doesn't.
Square bless you, please, missing link. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Yay, hey, hey. That's best I can do, Chetzel. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, boy, dude. This is a question of the week, dude.
this certainly
is. This
is
the most question of the week that there's ever questioned. How is there so many?
I know, dude. I know. Okay. So, Genghis Khan actually has a Kingdom Heartsy one.
Okay.
There is a light that never goes out by the Smiths.
Oh, okay.
Take me out tonight.
Bigger.
Where there's music and there's people and they're young and alive.
So take me out tonight.
Driving in your car. I never, never want to go home because I can't play Missing Link there.
Anymore.
Take me out tonight. Because I want to see Heartless and I want to see Nobody's.
I don't think Nobody's are in the game.
They're not. They're not.
Driving in your car. Oh, please don't drop me home because I can't play Missing Link there. I don't want to go home because I can't play Missing Link there because I'm out of the currency. And if a double decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a 10-ton truck kills the both of us, to die by your side, well, I'm playing Missing Link. I played Missing Link.
I'm playing Missing Link and it's fine.
That's I couldn't put it together. just the way you laughing when it's like in a double decker bus. Okay. All right, Artziki, I'm not even gonna look up I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys because I got you. Tell me why he ain't nothing but a phone game. Tell me why ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why I never wanna hear you say
play.
I want Missing Link to play. There you go. There you go. Panda has a very good meta joke here. Where's fucking Missing Link, but remove the vowels because it's Thanks for the Memories by Fall Boy. That's a goated joke right there. One night and one more time. Where the fuck's Missing Link? Even though it's not so great,
I don't really
want to play it. There you go. I'm starting to run through these because my brain is starting. What are those called that fucking activate in your brain?
Your synapses are firing.
My synapses, they're fucking firing, dude. They're fucking. Lord Gerald has the Missing Link, which is the Liars Club.
Oh, hell yeah.
So do you want me to lie? Shit, I don't remember the lyrics now. Hold on.
So do you want me to sign up for VIP again? Cause I could do it. Sign up to give you my money.
Yeah, dude, that's good enough. You know that one. I'm moving on. All right, Kerosene Art did Blink-182 Missing You, Missing Link. We already did that one. Okay. Nasquik says Miss Missing Link was going to be his answer, which was our example. This one's tough because it's like talking about missing something.
We're my favorite game. It's like somebody reminiscing on Missing Link in 10 years.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. That was what I went to, too.
Maybe you were my favorite game. I miss Missing Link even though it was lame.
Oh,
gotcha
no.
Gotcha game. All the shit. I miss Missing Link even though it's lame. Sometimes the drought just gets bigger.
No.
The drought just gets bigger. The game you're looking for isn't the one that you want to play.
Okay. All right. Kyrie's Bro has Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake. Missing Link back. Missing Link is back. Yep.
Yeah.
You motherfuckers don't know how to act. Yep. I need some currency to pull some jack.
Some jack.
It's pronounced jack, not jack. So give me some and I'm going to pull it back. Yep.
Take it to the bridge.
Mobile game, you see these shackles, baby, I'm your slave.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's a slave to the game.
Cheery Theoden adds, I know it's not a song, but if you need an album name for this cover album of Missing Link bangers, Good Nomura, drop Kingdom Hearts 4, Volume 1 from fear about the quality of Missing Link. That is a goated Coheed and
Cambria.
That's
actually crazy, yeah.
That's actually wild. That's actually wild.
Oh, yeah, we pollen. Oh, yeah, we pollen. Oh, yeah, we pollen.
Come here, phone. Go ahead, be gone with it. Come to my hand. Go ahead, be gone with it. VIP. Go ahead, be gone with it. Pulling. Pay for that shit weekly. Go ahead and see what you want.
Pay for that shit weekly.
Oh my god.
All right, we have two more. We have two fucking more. I'm so sorry, everybody, for this episode. Vetus has Smells Like Missing Link by Nirvana. See, this will be much easier when we know, like, what the currency's called. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because, yeah, like,
we'll do this again.
Load up on coins. Bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend she's overboard. In this game, it sucks.
It's like... Oh my
With
god.
The lights out, it's less dangerous. This is Kurt Cobain is just full of nonsense, dude. This song's just nonsense. Sorry to anybody that likes Nirvana. That song's nonsense. And then finally, we have Everybody Wants Missing Link. Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears. The chorus is about how everyone is losing their minds about wanting to play Missing Link. You're right. They are losing their minds. Hold on. This let them cook here.
Help me make the most of my gems, and I hate them.
All right. I'm cooking. Hold on.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back, even while we sleep. Missing Link will find you trying to pull for all the trophies. You need to have some... Fuck, nothing rhymes with trophies. Everybody wants to play Missing Link.
Do-do-do-do-do. Okay. I think my synapses are no longer firing, Jason. Okay, so let me just say, now that we're done with this, everybody,
if anyone's still listening.
I'm so sorry. This was the worst question of the week. I severely overestimated my abilities. I apologize to everybody who picked a song that I had no clue what it was. But I even apologize more to the people where I knew the song and still couldn't come up with anything. It's clear, in order for me to do this properly, I need to sit here and do it.
I should have taken the extra couple weeks we had to look at it.
Yeah, probably should have. If that was the case, it would have been weeks ago because I would have actually done it because I would have time. The whole point of us not doing this, I didn't have time.
True. Yeah, literally.
Anyway, here's the track listing for my parody album. Are you guys ready?
Okay.
There's Take Me Home Dark Road.
Mm-hmm.
Running Up Dark Road.
Okay.
Dark Road's On the Way.
Mm-hmm.
Old Dark Road.
Okay.
The Long and Darkened Road.
Okay.
And I Don't Want No Missing Link.
Oh, snap. No,
that's the track listing, everybody. It's coming out next year. Buy it. It's not real. It's not a real thing. Even though The Long and Darkened Road is The Long and Darkened Road that leads to KH4
will never disappear.
You know how Paul sings like that?
Yeah, sometimes he gets into this, like,
I've seen Dark Road before.
It's like he, like, opens up his, like, tonsil area.
It always leads me here.
Like, as he, like, expands his throat.
Lead me to KH4. The brand new missing link.
It's brand
that
new.
The brain washed away.
I don't remember writing these lyrics, but I have them.
Has left a pool of tears. Crying for the day.
Anyway, Jason, do you have an answer to this question of the week?
Aw, dude. Totally. I totally do.
Holy shit. Thank you everybody for tuning in to the last episode of the Answer Report podcast. Oh my god. Thank you. Thank you. It's ending at 204, everybody. Thank you for all your love and support over the years.
The 204 building.
Yeah. It was there all along, the 204 building.
We have been plotting it this whole time.
Okay. I'm not even going to assign a question of the week for 2 weeks from now because it's not happening.
It's time for the question of the week to end.
Anyway, thank you guys for listening and watching. Jason, hit him with it.
Oh, boy.
May your heart be your guiding key.
Thank you.
Oh, fuck off.
Jesus Christ.
My God. What a fucking unmitigated disaster. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching the last episode of the Handsome Report podcast. We couldn't do this show without your help, and we get a lot of help from our patrons over at patreon.com/superspikegettybros. I have to share my screen with Jason.
Yeah.
Jason, we're going to read off our patrons for probably the last time. Why don't you start?
I'm expecting this list to be shorter next week. Famous for Nothing.
Billy the Kid Lawrence.
Corinne Verg.
SB Cat.
Iron Agro.
Lisa S.
Mr. Trumpeter 711.
Swarles Barkley.
Zach P.
Pokemon Trainer J.
Dr. Lambic.
Elbow Juice.
It's your boy Woody.
Panda Love.
Jip 214.
Frank Verg.
Fabio the Iguana.
Vetus.
Lands of Masters.
Regular Pat YT.
Boomer for KH.
What's up, Carl?
Strawberry Mango.
Batuke Anda.
Librarian Gamer.
Afro Roxas.
Jenny.
Travis Town
Jr.
Phil Games.
Dickbutt 23.
Lost Constance.
Thank you guys so much for supporting us on patreon.com/superspikeettybros. We really appreciate the support and allows me and Jason to do this silly show. Although this is the last one, so probably not going to happen again. But thanks for the support anyway. Appreciate you guys.